What's up? You guys are watching Half Woke. Precious, what's our first story?
All right, $1,000 per month to expecting Black moms in San Francisco. Yes, Expecting Justice announced the launch of the Abundant Birth Project to combat infant mortality. Yeah, so this is a unconditional $1,000 monthly supplement to 150 Black and Pacific Islander women during the duration of their pregnancy. Now, this will also last the first 6 months of the baby's life and eventually up to 2 years post-pregnancy. Now, this is supposed to ease some of the financial stress that often keeps women from being able to put their health first. It should also decrease infant mortality rates and premature births, and it's hoped to set precedent for the rest of the United States. So, basically, should you get paid, you know what I'm saying? You wanna have these kids, you know what I'm saying? You in San Francisco, too, you know what I'm saying? They just basically like, they gonna pay you, but if you're thinking $1,000 a month, that's only like what, $250 a week, you know? But then we're gonna have a whole kid for the rest of your life. Like, and how are they picking this 150 people? I don't know, what y'all think? Cause I could go.
I think it's a wonderful step in the right direction, if you ask me. Cause you know, women are getting pregnant for free. So, you know, if you're gonna get a little help, why not? You know, again, I don't think it's something that you should fuck for $1,000 a month. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it's definitely gonna serve some purpose and help some people. You know what I mean? And again, that's the least they can do, is considering the fact that with eugenics and Planned Parenthood, they try to kill us anyway. Why don't you go ahead and promote our life, nigga?
What's up, Brent?
How many kids they gotta have? They get $1,000 a kid, or they? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, how many kids they gotta have? Like, you get one kid, you.
Well, okay, it's the during their pregnancies. I'm sure it's one. I'm thinking, but you think if she got twins, they gonna get?
Yeah, what if she pregnant with twins?
What if she out smashing?
It don't work like that.
It don't work like that.
You can have twins, but you can't get double pregnant. It's not like, oh shit, Brent got me pregnant, now Slink got me pregnant. That'd be tight if you
out here reckless.
I think this is really dope. You know, it's funded through like a private organization, and some public funding is coming from it. So it's not really like a government thing, like how people get food stamps or welfare or Medicaid or anything like that. And I definitely feel like more people should do private things like this to help women. Like, you know, Erykah Badu, she's the Badula, and she should have some type of sponsored program for women who can't afford her, because I'm sure Tiana Taylor, Rue Roses, she paid her college tuition to have Erykah Badu deliver her baby. So if Erykah does something like that, I would probably have a kid.
Does she be singing?
What?
I think she be singing too. She be, didn't you know?
And she be blessing your baby, had the chakras aligned.
Man.
Your baby gonna come out everything. You know what I'm saying? For real. But y'all are right. It is a good thing. It's always good. Every little bit helps. For real. So it is nice of them to do this.
What about the dude though? He don't get nothing. Y'all just be.
You get a kid. Jeez.
But y'all be getting the bread. They be getting bread though. What about you know what I'm saying? What if I impregnated about 4 women over the year? You know what I'm saying? What if I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just getting my slink on, and then all of a sudden they just got checks.
What? You just getting your what? Wait. No,
I hate this either.
The bird, you're not carrying that. You know what I'm saying? You just skeeting in there. You're not carrying what's coming. Of this.
You that see how you, Brent? You see how they just minimalize our position? You just skeeting. You
the
just
truth skeeting. Is the truth. You are skeeting and moving.
Okay, but and we are skeeting and moving. This is another conversation, but yeah, we just skeeting and moving. All right, well, if you know that, there should be no child support court. If women know that, there should be no such thing as child support court.
I ain't talking about the child support court.
And look, this is really to help the women so that they don't have to work while they're making a whole ass baby. Like, it's stressful to make kidneys, lungs, like, I'm making a human inside of me, and you want me to work my 9-to-5 at Walgreens. Somebody help me. Like,
what brought the kid in?
So this supplement will help. Hey, cutie. Sure.
Hey,
so this supplement will help.
I need that rack retroactive.
No, you can't get the rack, sir. The rack goes to the carrier.
Well, look, I'm carrying this motherfucker right now. Look, look. Sabule!
Sabule! That's funny, all right, man.
Y'all ready for the next story?
We ready, Sam.
Okay. So Charlamagne the God might be leaving The Breakfast Club. This is pretty big news for anybody who's a fan of this show. Charlamagne was doing an interview with DJ Vlad, and he was talking about his new podcast network that he owns 50% of, and he partnered with iHeartMedia to create. And there's a lot of new podcasts that he's rolling out. One of them, you guys probably know, the 85 South Show is going to be a part of the Black Effect Network. Shout out to them. And yeah. A part of this conversation led to, well, iHeartMedia, you know, owns The Breakfast Club. Are you renewing your Breakfast Club contract? Here's what Charlamagne had to say.
There are a few articles that, you know, were floating around that are saying that you're going to leave The Breakfast Club at the end of this year. Is there any truth in that?
Is there any truth that I'm leaving?
Yeah.
That's another announcement. That's it. You know, whether I leave or whether I stay, that'll be another press release. But clearly I got super love for iHeart. Clearly iHeart got love for me. Clearly we got a 50-50, you know, joint venture partnership. So clearly we're going to be in business with each other. So
either he's playing hardball and he's going to ask for a crazy amount, but the look on his face, he was pretty much like, it's a wrap. He was like, obviously my relationship with iHeartMedia is good, and you know, we'll just have to see. So my question to the panel is, do you think The Breakfast Club can survive without Charlamagne?
Are they talking about getting another host? Are they talking about replacing, or are they talking about trying to run it with the existing cast? Like, y'all gonna put Envy in the middle, and Envy gotta talk to Yee and the guests and be interesting, and is Yee gonna be in the middle? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, because the only one really, really fascinating like that is Charlamagne. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne, he the jerk. He gonna talk head on there. You know what I'm saying? He gonna set you up for the crazy questions and do something spontaneous. Everybody else just be kind of be, they just sit there and be light skinned. You know what I'm saying? Just keep you count on them to do that. I don't understand what's, but if they replace him with like somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the chemistry, it won't be the same. You know what I'm saying? We've come accustomed to what we feel like The Breakfast Club should be, and that's just what it's been for years. Now, don't get me wrong. I think they can get another dynamic host. However, I don't feel like it's going to be the same energy or the same chemistry, and it's going to morph the show into something else. So will The Breakfast Club survive without Charlamagne Tha God? No. Now, that don't mean it can't be something else, or it won't flourish, but it won't survive as we know it. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne's vibe, Charlamagne's input to the show, it is The Breakfast Club. I just watch Angela Yee because she's pretty. And the other dude is, you know, he cool.
I see what you're saying. The Breakfast Club, as we know it, is probably gone. They might be able to do another version, or, you know what I'm saying? I see what you're saying, like a spinoff something, but that whole soul of the show is Charlamagne. Yeah.
Charlamagne, and the show will be gone. they can call it The Breakfast Club without him. But I don't think that, you know, the soul won't, again, the soul won't.
Nah, they're going to have to call it The Brunch Club. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be something else. You know what I'm saying?
Angela Yee need to call me ASAP.
I feel like when you read Breakfast Club comments, whenever Charlamagne Tha God isn't on a Breakfast Club interview and he took the day off, every single comment is like, where's Charlamagne? This is so whack without Charlamagne. Why did y'all even bother coming in? Like, this is trash. Bring the guests back again and just have Charlamagne there interviewing them. Like, they really do not tune in for Angela and Envy. And the show, even just keeping the name, I don't even think having the name will survive. The only way that DJ Envy and Angela Yee can survive working on radio is to separate and break the club up. You just got to break it up. You can't keep it The Breakfast Club without Charlamagne. That's like Destiny's Child trying to go on without Beyonce. Like, ain't nobody... If they go their separate ways, Angela Yee can have a totally successful radio show that's rebranded, fits her demographic. DJ Envy can do whatever his DJing skills will take him on another show. But you got to break the club up if Charlamagne leaves. And another thing he said during this interview is he just recently, I'm talking like as of like a week and a half ago, apologized to Angela Yee for that interview he did with Gucci Mane.
She said she feel like you disrespected her.
She disrespected herself. She disrespected herself. That's what she did. She just made a big deal out of something. It wasn't even a big deal. She disrespected herself. Now she embarrassed. And now whoever her dude is, he like, damn, you been a freak like that? You telling the dude you want him to hit the bottom of that motherfucker? Deep? You want me to hit the bottom of that motherfucker?
What's wrong with you, man?
That hoe want me to hit the bottom of that motherfucker, ain't it? That was saying that shit deep.
They about to be mad at
12
me.
12 foot motherfucker, ain't it, man?
They gonna be mad at me.
Bottomless pit.
He was like, I shouldn't have to apologize.
That's like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith being mad at Angela Yee because she interviewed August Alsina in August. You know, said what he said about the whole entanglement thing, right? Like, I just don't think that as a personality, I should be held responsible for that. I literally just apologized to Angela Yee for that. Like, literally. I'm talking about, like, yesterday.
Because she said he should have took up for her something in that moment or something, right? It should have been.
Like, you think he could do the Breakfast Club without them now, low-key?
Yes.
He can still get them interviews off, huh?
Yes. Especially if they replace them one at a time, like they replace DJ Envy, and then like 7 months later, they replace Angela Yee, like.
Breakfast Club.
Period.
All right, Twitter users say the platform crops out black faces. It said a doctoral student, Colin Medlin, says he recently posted a photo of the face alongside a black collegiate on Twitter and that the platform cropped the photo preview to include only his face. Madeline is white. So he's taking pictures out there with brothers and all the pictures is coming back is just him. And they say the programmer reported a similar experience with President Barack Obama and U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell. The Twitter photo preview tool featured McConnell, no matter how he altered the original image, while cropping out Obama. Mm. Then Twitter said that it tested the picture preview algorithm before its launch and didn't find any preferential treatment. Still, it's clear that we've got more analysts to do. That was their actual quote. Their quote literally said that they tested the picture preview algorithm before, didn't find any preferential treatment, but it is clear we have more analyzing to do. What y'all think about that? Have y'all noticed anything like that on Twitter or anything?
It's like that for the algorithm of pretty much any damn app, web search, anything. You know, this is why you just need more black people in every field, whether you're a web developer, an engineer, what the fuck ever, because the people who were creating this, I'm pretty sure we're mostly white, if not all white on the team. And the way they designed this, they say that it's like, oh, well, we're just trying to find the brightest part of the picture. But the pictures they were probably even practicing with to build this was just probably all white people in the picture. So if you would have used more black people, you probably would have seen this, but that's probably not what Janet and Nick chose. Like they probably was just like, no, like they family photos and shit. So I hate to see this and I'm tired of it because as a creator, especially when it has black features, our features will get flagged in that algorithm. If you have a bigger nose or bigger lips or anything, they consider that ugly and not like European beauty. So they won't show you as compared to people who have European or white features. And that's just fucked up.
Wow. Damn, that's deep, man.
Damn, they even did it to Obama. Like, we don't care who you are.
Man.
It ain't even like we pick up on nobody who might even have a little. Shit. It doesn't matter. You're black, you're out. Chill. You're done. He's a light black, too. Boy.
This is why everybody need to stop being fucking haters and actually like each other's posts and comment and engage with each other's shit. Stop scrolling by everybody posting positive things about their work or what they're doing. New project coming out, 10 likes. Like, no. Support people. Stop fucking being haters because we already got algorithms that these motherfuckers are creating hating on us.
So we got racist computers out there?
Well, the people who program them.
Racist robots?
Yeah. Racist.
Hey, Cole. That's a whole new form. That's deep racism right there when you just sitting there and program my computer to hate. Like,
but it's not to hate, it's just like my preference. Just like if you're gonna put your preference in English, they're gonna put their preference in white. You know what I'm saying? So
no, they don't like niggas. They find a new way to they find it. They got a million and one ways to not like niggas, and to show they disdain for niggas. So I'm you got to pardon me. I kind of was lost in that conversation because the racism shit. They don't give a fuck, man. You know them niggas. They don't give a fuck, man. It just is what it is. It's just that's just that.
I do see what Slink was saying though as an alternative though, like. Cause you're right, we could point out all the indiscrepancies and all the things about it that's messed up, but he right, man. The one thing to combat that, we need to create our own, have more black creators of social media, have our own, we need our own apps, we need our own TikTok, we need our own Twitter, our own
algorithm.
Yeah.
That shit is just some bullshit, it's just racist. I don't know what to say about that. You know, again, yes, racist computers, Brent, because motherfuckers that make the computers, they program them to be some racist shit. Program some bullshit. I'm just saying though, baby, you know?
How far do they go with all of that? Do I be getting scanned extra hard at the airport because I'm black? You know what I'm saying? Do they?
What is that little mark they put on your little thing, your teeth? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, what is that? Food play.
I gotta go over here again?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the little extra thing they do when they look at you? Like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you're right. And it ain't a coincidence. Like, every time, it's like certain little things you already, and you don't even be thinking about it. And it's like he said, like, yo, this stuff be set up. It's way past, you know, just face-to-face. The people that create these things, you got to realize that, you know what I'm saying? They got an agenda, too. So right. We can walk it into a lot of stuff. You know, metal detectors just going all extra hard and, no matter where you go, you know what I'm saying? You getting pulled.
I want to know.
I wonder how they know I'm black and in the car half the time.
And as far as that algorithm go, I want to know who says that the white face is more appealing. You know what I'm talking about? I might not, you know, if I'm in a picture of me and Britt in a picture with two Beckys, you know what I'm talking about? That bitch ain't no prettier than me. Make me the
yeah, man.
Who said I want to see that shit? You know what I'm saying? Who said that that's the standard of beauty? You know what I'm talking about? No, I might want a Yafet Kodo looking bitch to be on the front of my shit.
That's a fact.
Okay, y'all. So protesters took to the streets nationwide Wednesday after a Kentucky grand jury declined to indict officers for the March 13th death of Breonna Taylor. These men are not being charged. And the one that was, what was it, $15,000 bond? So anybody can pay that. And I'm very hurt. And my feelings are hurt for us as a people, for black women. Like, they blatantly don't give a shit. And it's like right in your face. And it hurts to know you a human being and that's how they feel about you.
It's the 12 million is not enough. The cops being free on these bogus charges is not enough. I've been sitting here trying to just pray and find balance because it's turning me into a violent person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And coming from the South, violence is kind of a lot what we know, and black people are not naturally violent. You know what I mean? We're not. We was forced to be violent. We was forced to fight each other. We was forced to fight over food and shelter and slavery. And so that's not even my human nature, but that's all I'm feeling right now is rage and hate.
Yes.
And I'm not even a hateful person. And the rage and the hate is starting to embody me. Yes. Trayvon, you know, young child. I mean, just to count his names over and over. And I mean, I just...
It's like, what do we do?
For a black man, to be honest, I feel helpless.
It's like, what do we do? You know, we done marched, you know, had these speeches, and then had big companies come out and support or do this or do that. Like, what move you want us to make, dog? It's only right to get angry at this point. It's like, exactly. what you tell the kids? Ain't nothing you can tell them. You can be doing nothing wrong, baby. But you black. It's a wrap.
I mean, I know we're going to do what we always do. We're going to accept it. It's so scared that we're so second nature to that, to taking hits and punches and getting back up and being like, well, it's another day.
Yep. Getting a shirt made or doing this and going on and never forgetting hashtag and doing this. Like, no.
White dude got pulled over. I seen the video the other day. He wrestled with the cops. He grabbed the gun. He shoot a cop. He shoot the other one, kill one, and drive off. They didn't pull that gun on this white boy one time. He's resisting, he's cussing him out, and he kills one. Breonna Taylor was asleep.
Sleep in her own bed. Nobody else's, not in the trap house bed. Nope, in her own bed, fool.
And she looks like She could be related to any one of us.
Yeah, that could be our cousin. Easy, fool. Easily. Yeah. And it's messed up. And it make you mad.
You know what's crazy? When they was about to read the verdict or whatever, like,
you knew. You had a feeling.
Right? It's like, well, we know it's about to happen. That programming is what we got to change. We shouldn't feel like, well, if another one gone.
I already knew they was going to get it. I already knew that outcome because this is every outcome, you know.
You know, just for all the black people out there, bro, it's not, you know, for us to carry this weight and then the personal weight we have in our personal life, I pray for us all, man. Just keep pushing.
That's why they wanted us to know. We giving them 12 million before they came out with their shit.
Yeah,
they wanted
yeah.
to know. We just broke them off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we broke them off, so everything should be good.
Hey, fool.
For the money that the people around pay taxes, but not from the cops and all them. Just tax the locals and tax, yeah. It's tough, man.
I don't know. I just want to say, like, I think, like, you know, and we all have an opinion on stuff, but we just really got to come together on some Malcolm X type shit. I really feel like if people got solutions and answers and groups, whatever, we need to get into to, like, really know ourselves, know these laws, know what we can and can't do, and be fearless with it because we know, you know, like, I can admit I don't know enough. Even though I know we got some laws and we could be standing right there with our shit too. You know what I'm saying? And like, but we not knowledgeable enough to know that. We just know that we better get out the way or we gonna get our ass thrown down. So
exactly.
I feel like we need to figure out a way to come together. Like we need to be open to that, you know, or something. And other than that, we just gotta pray for each other. Pray for, look out for yourself and your loved ones, baby, because like it could easily be any one of us.
Take the initiative, man. Take the initiative to get the knowledge and vote. And don't just vote for election. Vote every chance we get, local, state. I mean, all that plays a role in our lives, man. It's really time to shake shit up. And I feel like black people, we're tired of paying for it for a time to shape it up. Let's just shape it up without taking no more lives.
Yeah.
Tell somebody you love them. Tell God thank you. And if you had the pleasure of watching this, it means you're here for a reason and bask in that. Welcome that, y'all, for real. I know the world is dark, but if you was able to watch this video, you blessed already.
No, for real. And we thank y'all for tuning in because you don't have to do that and listen to our black ass, you know? So
facts.
Especially my half woke ass, so we appreciate it.
Okay. All the black queens, I love you. Know that.
We love you too, queen.